24 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanson?
Here.
Mr. Hingham?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Scott?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I'd like to welcome all the Whitmer students in the back of the house back there. We're glad that you came out here to Sylvania. I'm quite familiar with Whitmer High School. I understand that you are, most of you at least are juniors, here for a AP government class, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. We may try to get some more agendas printed for you so you can follow along in the meeting. If you have questions that can't wait until the end of the meeting, raise your hand and I'll choose the right time to try and answer your question. There's a lot of you here, so maybe we will talk a little bit more right now. There are seven city councilmen sitting up here and one mayor, and they have staggered terms. Last year, four of the city councilmen were elected to a four-year term, and next year, the other three city councilmen in the mayor's seat will be on the ballot. These are all part-time elected officials, including myself. Unlike where you're from, where at least the mayor is full-time. Sylvania does not have a large enough constituency to need a full-time mayor, although this is a strong form of mayor government, just like Toledo, where the mayor is responsible, hires all employees of the city of Sylvania. There are eight standing committees of city council, and Mr. Hanem, if you would start, introduce your committee and we'll go around the table.
I'm Doug Hanem and I'm the chair of the Annexation and Zoning.
Hi everyone, Marcus Hanson. I'm a graduate of Whitmer High School, so welcome. I'm on the Parks and Forestry Committee.
I'm Patrick Richardson and I chair the Streets Committee.
I'm Mark Frye, and as president of council, I chair two committees, Safety and Finance.
Hello, I'm Lindsay Stout, and I'm the chair of the Buildings and Grounds Committee.
Welcome, I'm Brian McCann, I'm chair of the Utilities and Environment Committee.
Hello, I'm Mary Westfall, and I'm chair of the Employee and Community Relations Committee.
Where do you happen to be on the football team amongst the gentlemen? Oh, we got a good representation there. I can tell you that 55 years ago, Sylvania High School went to Whitmer to play while I was on the team. And your team delivered a box of eclairs to our locker room over here at Sylvania High School ahead of it. Actually, they were cream puffs. And we had only 18 people go out on the field. Whitmer had about 100. And during calisthenics, I swear that the field just kind of tilted towards Whitmer's side. We did put up a good fight, though. We did. All right. I'd also like to welcome the three Sylvania Township trustees to the meeting and also their administrator, Oliver Turner. I'm going to add you as agenda item 4A. I understand that you'd like to speak for a minute or two. With that, I invite all of you to join us for the Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Frye.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, other additions to the agenda, other than 4A, I have nothing else. Mr. Frye?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Other members of City Council? Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Miller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier is not with us tonight. Mr. Shaw?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Ms. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved for this evening. We have meeting minutes from our last meeting on December the 2nd. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move approval and adoption of the meeting minutes for the council meeting of December 2nd, 2024 as submitted.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve those meeting minutes as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes from December the 2nd are approved.
At this time, I welcome the three Sylvania Township trustees to the podium. And Mr. Turner as well, if you want to come up. You're all welcome. Let the record show, we don't have to ask them their names. I don't think any of them are city residents.
Good evening. Lindsay, congrats on your engagement.
That's great. Good to hear. Good to see. So.
As you guys all know, I'm Neil Mahoney.
John Genowine.
Jill Johnson.
I'm Oliver Turner.
Just briefly, we've had a lot of in the news with Sharon with the great article in the Sylvania Advantage, and then watching Congressman Marcy Kaftar speak on your behalf. I'm not sure there's anything we can offer other than what those two presentations were about. So, but we did want to come this evening just to say thank you very much for having the relationship. Again, a lot of our residents don't even know what's where you're at in the city or if you're in the township. For you, Whitmer, and most of Sylvania Township, which is a portion of this area. So.
And actually kind of a neat thing for you guys tonight because the mayor is retiring this evening, so something for your government class will be able to put in your report. So
with that being said, I'm not sure if Jill or John had anything to add.
Just here to thank Mayor for his commitment to our community, and hopefully you'll stick around and enjoy your fruits of labor. Thank you very much.
I am not moving to Florida.
I just like, on behalf of the township, I'd like to say thank you for all you've done for the city and the township.
Thank you, Bill. I'm going to walk down there.
Yes, please.
And you're
doing a great job for the township. We're fortunate to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Neil, you didn't mention one of the nicest things that happened. This Representative Kaftar was very kind.
It was a beautiful speech.
And I never imagined myself being in Maumee Bears. So I appreciate you all taking your time to be here. I think that
congratulations.
Thank you. Want to show all the
oh, that's even wow.
You're gonna get an addition for your all your awards
in Maumee Close. That's very nice.
Thank you.
Great.
We don't expect this day.
Okay, you let us know.
Good night.
All right, we are on our agenda. Agenda item 5 has to do with the improvements in the summer pool bathhouse. We have change order number 1, Mr. Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In front of you is our first change order on work that we've been doing at Plumber Pool. We are about 50%, not quite close to the 50%, getting awful close to it. We did have a couple of things that came up that we wanted to bring to your attention. This project has some joint participation with us and the Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District, so we want to be real transparent as different things come up in this project that require changes. In the letter, you have 4 items that are included. I'll run through them just real briefly so you have a feel for what some of these changes were. The pump room itself has exterior doors that are from the back of the building. Those are in much worse condition than we thought. Rusted through some of the jams or rusted through those are metal doors. We want to replace those while we're there. That's about $5,300 to do that. There are 2 interior chase walls that we kind of ran into with some underground plumbing that needed done. We're doing a lot of sanitary sewer piping within the building itself. And there were 2 interior chase walls that some of that piping ran underneath. Pretty easy to take them down and build them back up, but obviously we couldn't do the replacement work on the piping without taking those walls down. That was about $3,900. concrete floor leveling. So the new showers for the bathroom facilities are going to be different locations. The plan does not include some self-leveling concrete to smooth those areas out. That was about $4,000. And then the last one is privacy wood blocking above the joists. As we were looking to see what the new changing rooms and everything would look like, we thought that could be a vulnerability spot. So we're going to include some wood rafters or wood blocking up into the joists that provide a little more screening than what was there before. So, and that was about $2,100. So all said and done, we are looking at about $15,382.24 to increase the contract amount. That would take it from a $394,000 contract to $409,382.24. So I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
We did review these items at our staff meeting last Thursday, and this is not unusual to find items in a structure as old as this one is, especially a seasonal structure like this. And because of the rearrangement of the locker rooms, the privacy stuff up in the joist space is an absolute necessity. So with that, the administration recommends ordinance 135-2024.
Question, Mr. Mayor.
Sure.
I just want to say this. Just, I know it's far off and we're in December, but so far it looks like it's going to be ready for springtime.
Yeah. I would say as we sit here today, we are ahead of schedule. They've done excellent work. We've actually had pretty good weather, except for the last few weeks, but for the most part, we were able to get a lot of exterior things done that we wanted to. So we are certainly tracking, I would say, ahead of schedule.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 135-2024 and read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number one to the city's agreement with Van Tassel Construction Corporation for the former pool bathhouse renovation project for additional work items required, increasing the contract amount by $15,382.14. I move for passage of ordinance number 135-2024 as an emergency measure.
Second. It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 135-2024 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 135-2024 is enacted. For the students back there, that was read by Ms. Stile. She is the chairman of Building and Grounds. It's normal for the appropriate committee chairman to read ordinances that would come from their committee. The next couple are for utilities, and they're going to go to Mr. McCann's committee to read, as you'll find as we move forward. So we are up to agenda item six, Mr. Shaw. And Mr. Shaw is our service director. That's why he's in front of the podium. It's his job to take care of all these engineering and facility items.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have reached the conclusion of our large diameter sanitary sewer lining project, phase three, as well as our work that we've been doing on South Main Street between the bridge and almost a Brent for this piece of our sanitary sewer work. All in all, a really successful project, a really difficult project. Anytime you are doing sanitary sewer work 20 feet deep in the ground with utility service connections that come in that deep, to be able to come out of here, I think, with just a very, I think, minor contract increase is a testament to the success that you're able to have with this project. But nonetheless, we are requesting an add to the final contract amount, an amount of $31,393.59. I'll quickly go through both phases of the project. Our large diameter piece was down along 10 Mile Creek between Main Street on the west side and Haroon Road on the east side. That project went extremely well. We had 30 and 36 inch diameter pipe down there to line. That portion of the project was done under budget, about $4,241 under budget, a little less than 1%. That went really well. South Main Street, we knew it was gonna be a challenge just given the nature of the things I just described. We came in a little over budget on that piece of the project. It was bid at $710,958, and the final installed quantities resulted in a final contract amount there of $746,593.14, about 5% over budget. But again, I'm super pleased with the effort It was a really difficult project, but nonetheless, I think a really overall good project for this. So I would recommend approval of our final change order, number one, in the amount of $31,393.59. Be happy to answer any questions.
For the students at Whitmer, Mr. Shaw, how long will this sewer lining last so they get a sense of perspective for the amount of money we're spending?
Sure. So these are wonderful projects because they were done trenchlessly, which means you didn't have to open cut in any areas of the road to do. We use what's called a cured-in-place pipe liner, which is basically a fiberglass liner that goes in. You can blow it up to the outside of the pipe, and then you steam cure it in place and then recut all the sanitary sewer laterals back into place. So it's really great, less invasive. We're not completely tearing up our roads when we have to do it. The expected life for a cured-in-place pipe is anywhere from 40 to 50 years. So we will not have to be doing much of anything with this section of our main street, as well as our large neighborhood for quite some time.
I'd like to remind City Council, we're very fortunate in this, to be in this position, thanks to Mr. Aller's leadership, and now Mr. Shaw's, not to be facing problems like the city of Maumee is. I've seen no signs that say trapped in Sylvania.
We do our best to stay ahead of things here, so thank you.
All right, we do have ordinance 136-2024 to enact this final change order. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 136-2024. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number one, final, to this city's agreement with Inliner Solutions LLC for the large diameter sanitary sewer lining phase three and South Main Street sanitary sewer rehabilitation projects to reflect the final installed quantities on the project, increasing the contract amount by $31,393.59. I move for passage of ordinance number 136-2024 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It is moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 136-2024 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 136-2024 is enacted as an emergency measure. We have a rule that was changed a couple of years ago that if five of the seven city council members vote one way on a motion, it passes in one vote. But if the vote is 4-3, it has to come back for a second and possibly third reading. Most things are passed unanimously, as you just saw. Okay, we're up to agenda item 7, Sylvania Avenue Pump Station Replacement Project. Mr. Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and continuing with our improvement projects on the sanitary sewer system, this is the next, I would say, large-scale project that we are looking to tackle.
Our Sylvania Avenue pumping station, for those that don't know, is, of course, on Sylvania Avenue, but east of Holland, Sylvania, really right across from Camp Miyakonda. If you drive past at the speed limit, 45 miles per hour, you'll blink and miss it, but it's right on the south side of the road. This went in the 70s as a part of our largest sanitary sewer contract we've ever done, Contract 17. We're about 50, 60 years old on this station. We're starting to get problems with the pumps in terms of finding rebuild parts that go with them. They're the original pumps that went. We're very, very good about cleaning our pumps and maintaining our pumps, but they just become a certain limiting factor to when you cannot get replacement parts for them, and we're about at that cusp with this particular station. So we have gone through the consultant selection process to help us with the design of the new station, to prepare the engineering plans to help us with bidding. We had received letters of interest from three engineering consultants, and we scored and ranked those particular firms, and Fishbeck, in our opinion, was the most highly qualified and ready to tackle the work that was needed here. That group has provided us with an engineering proposal in the amount of $194,900 to complete our scope services. We want to get busy on this right at the beginning of January. To put us in good position by August to be looking for funding assistance on this project with OPWC. As a reminder, Sylvania Township also contributes to this station, and they have pledged $200,000 to us already. That was back in July this year. as their vested interest in how important this station is to the Sweeney Township community as well, so.
During construction, Joe, will a temporary pump, or how will you handle the sewage flow during construction?
Yeah, we can do bypass pumping, so we'll set up a temporary station to do that. We'll cut it off at a specific point. That's going to be a little tricky on how that goes itself. It's force main about a mile away, so we'll have some interesting discussions on how that works, but that's what we'll do.
Okay, and you talked about it being 50 years old. This dates back to the period when the city of Sylvania chose to join the Lucas County Sanitary Sewer Plant down in Lauderdale and not connect to the city of Toledo. At the time, it would have been less expensive to connect to Toledo, but over the years, they have more than doubled their rates. We are far more efficient going with Lucas County than we were going to be with the city of Toledo. That's that big, great big concrete pipe that's under Monroe or McCord Road, goes all the way down towards Waterville.
Yep.
Fortunately, we don't have to line the whole thing.
One piece I'll point out quickly before we move on it is we share this station with the Lucas County Sanitary Engineer's Office as well. They actually contribute about 80% of the flow that goes to the station. We're about 20%. So coming up in the next year, you'll see a joint cooperation agreement with us and the county where they will pick up 80% of the cost of the project. So we're upfronting it. We manage the project. It's our station. But we will come back next year and show you a participation arrangement that we have with them to cover most of the costs of it.
Will that arrangement continue after we do all our grant work?
Yes.
Okay.
Has the chairman of the utilities committee ridden the elevator down?
Not yet.
Nor have I.
It's 40 feet below grade in a single lift elevator. It's a challenging ride down for anybody who's claustrophobic. So
we're going to get rid of that, right?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Stout, question about the you know, obviously trust your judgment in selecting Fishback, but I didn't see the cost listed for the other two LOIs that were submitted. How did Fishback compare to the other ones?
Yeah, so when we do letters of interest, we don't do a fee in that particular phase of it. We rank just based on qualifications, project managers, staff, and then we pick the one out of all of that group that we like. And then from that firm, you move into scope and fee negotiations. So these aren't cost proposals as we actually, the way the revised code is written, you have to select quality-based selections and you don't use price. So that's how the Ohio revised code is written.
QBS, or quality-based selection, is a state of Ohio requirement. It works for architects as well as engineers. You turn in your credentials, they select the one with the best credentials, and then you go into fee negotiations. And if the most qualified firm doesn't meet a reasonable fee, you move to the second most qualified firm.
Yes.
But that's all judgment.
We do have ordinance 137-2024. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 137-2024, accepting the proposal of Fishback to provide professional engineering services for the Sylvania Avenue Pump Station Replacement Project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $194,900. I move for passage of ordinance number 137-2024 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 137-2024 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And ordinance 137-2024 is enacted as an emergency measure. City of Sylvania used to have its own treatment plant, which became overwhelmed back in the 60s. Anybody know where that plant was? If you've ever, yeah, I bet you do. Just about where my architect's office sits. All right. On to agenda item 8, proposed ordinance 138-2024. This is a contribution to the Stranahan Parent Teacher Association for the inclusive and accessible community playground at Stranahan Elementary School. Mr. Fry, would you, or Mr. Hansen, who would like to discuss this?
Marcus, go ahead.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I think we have some representatives here as well. You know, this is a community project. I'm sure all of you are aware They went before the Employee and Community Relations Committee led by Mrs. Westfall. And in that, you know, we reviewed the amount of donations, which about 2 months ago was $510,000. $600,000 goal. Sylvania School and Sylvania Township had contributed. The committee discussed and brought back to council. And we're proposing this $10,000 donation from the city of Sylvania.
Thank you. Would ladies like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Tara Hay. I'm the president of the Sterlingham PTA, and I'm the lead on the project.
I'm Kate O'Flaherty. I'm the secretary on the PTA.
And I'm also a founder on the PTA and the playground board.
And how is the fundraising effort going?
Excellent. We are approximately $90,000 from our goal, and so about 86% of our funds have been raised. We anticipate fully have all those fundraisers in time for us to build. At this point, we have already run back, and we are actually set with contractors begin construction the month of June. At which time, we have two weekends already slotted for community build. So our next time will be sourcing all the volunteers from everything as well. So we're very excited about it.
Thank you. All right, we do have ordinance 138-2024 to make this contribution. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 138-2024 and read by title only, authorizing the contribution of $10,000 to Stranahan Parent Teacher Association toward the cost of building an inclusive and accessible community playground at Stranahan Elementary School. Appropriating funds, therefore, I move for passage of ordinance number 138-2024.
Second. It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 138-2024 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 138-2024 is enacted as an emergency measure. Congratulations and best wishes for a good construction next June. You're not required to stay for the rest of the meeting.
We have just as much exciting stuff as we've already talked.
All right, we are up to agenda item 9. The service director has a letter in your council packets about requesting to advertise for bids for the Silica Drive, Summit Street, and Erie Street resurfacing project. Mr. Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This project in front of you, as a reminder, is a joint cooperation project that we have with Lucas County Engineers Office. We went together 2 years ago and submitted a joint resurfacing application with some roads that they wanted to do, some roads that we wanted to do, and submitted that as one project to Ohio Public Works Commission, which we were successful in getting, which is great. So for our portion of the project, the estimated construction cost to resurface Silica Drive, and that's at the first curb on the southwest corner of Northview, around the curb up to our new bridge that we built. That includes all of Summit Street from Monroe to the state line, and that includes a really small piece of Erie Street between Main Street and Summit. So all of that is our project. That estimated cost is $629,075 to mill off about 2 inches and put on 2 inches of new asphalt. Our portion that we were able to secure from Ohio Public Works was about $100,000, about 16% of that estimated construction cost. We also have an additional 16% that's going to be provided to us from Ohio Public Works Commission and then paid back over a 10-year period with a zero-interest loan. So that's the contributions that we're getting from them. That leaves $427,819 locally funded for the project. This was included in our 25 budget that was passed a council meeting or two ago, and our account number is listed there out of 401 to pay for it. We would do construction summer right by Northview High School. We obviously can't resurface it in May or April. It doesn't make sense, so we will wait until June when school is out, June, July, or first part of August, and complete the work. Be happy to answer any questions.
Again, the city is fortunate for the work of Mr. Shaw and his predecessor, Mr. Allard, for continuing to compete for these OPWC grant funds. The city of Toledo is putting up a much better application process, but we continue to get our fair share, even though some other communities may not be as fortunate. questions for Mr. Shaw about this. All we're asking for tonight is just permission to advertise for bids for this project, which Mr. Shaw says are scheduled to have a bid opening on January 23rd. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll make a motion to authorize the administration to advertise for bids for the Silica Drive Summit Street, Erie Street resurfacing project.
Second.
Moved and seconded to authorize bidding of the Silica Drive Summit Street, Erie Street resurfacing project. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Shaw. Agenda item 10 is an annual ordinance to make adjustments between accounts through the course of the year. Mr. Schroyer could not be here tonight, but I believe he sent you all an email. He's back with the same report, the good report that we've had from previous years, that although we need to make balances between the accounts, there it all ended up within the original budget total amount, just adjusting between the different accounts. If you had questions, I hope you talked to Mr. Schroyer, but I can try to answer them, or Joe can. Some of the adjustments are in the service department. And I think it's very good news that we stayed within the constraints of our original budget passed a year ago. So we do have ordinance number 139-2024 to make these adjustments. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 139-2024 and read by title only. To make certain adjustments to account allocations within the fund appropriations for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2024, and I move for passage of ordinance number 139-2024 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 139-2024 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 139-2024 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you. We are now on to page 2 of our agenda. We are up to agenda item 11. This is an item that has to do with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners, and Mr. Fry has requested to push back from the table on this item. So I need a motion to allow Mr. Fry to push back due to a possible conflict of interest.
So moved. Second.
Seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and let the record show Mr. Fry is not participating at the table on this agenda item. Ms. Friday.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If council remembers, this ordinance was first in front of you back in February, but at that time the judge requested that it be pulled from the agenda so that he could work out some issues with the Lucas County Public Defender's Office and their scheduling. Those issues have been worked out, and the judge has given his consent that this agreement be on the agenda for your consideration. Even though this is for 2024 and for 2 weeks from 2025, they've continued to provide service for us, and we've had no issues at all with anything. If you'll notice, the cost of our public defenders, the city's portion has decreased for 2024. It's a little over $10,000, and that's because we only pay for public defender services for those city code violations. So, just wanted to say that. So, I would recommend its approval. If anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Ms. Biding?
Yes.
Seeing as we are almost at 2025 mm-hmm. and are finishing up this one, is there any mm-hmm. looking ahead to when we might be able to take care of the 2025 one?
I expect that in a couple of weeks. I don't have a draft yet, but Mr. McNulty did say that there are some additional language changes that the judge wants in the agreement for next year. He's working on those, and we'll get it to me as soon as it's wrapped up. So sooner rather than later.
Any further questions for Ms. Briney? If not, we have ordinance number 21-2024. This should be read by a member of the Safety Committee, Ms. Dow.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 21-2024 and read it by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into an agreement on behalf of the City of Sylvania, Ohio, with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners for the provision of public defender services to the Sylvania Municipal Court for the year 2024. I move for passage of ordinance number
ordinance 1-2024 as an emergency measure.
Second. It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 31-2024 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 21-2024 is enacted as an emergency measure. Let the record show that Mr. Frye is rejoining us at the table for agenda item 12. The next two items are appointments that city council has authority to make. Mrs. Westfall, would you like to go through these two agenda items?
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce resolution number 16-2024 and read by title only, reappointing Sean Murphy to the Board of Trustees of Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District, SAJAR, for a term expiring December 31st, 2027. I move passage of resolution number 16-2024 as an emergency measure.
Second. It's been moved and seconded for passage of resolution number 16-2024. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 16-2024 is enacted as an emergency measure. I'd like to add that Mr. Murphy is very active in the community. He's just assumed the presidency of the Sylvania Area Community Improvement Corporation as well. Mrs. Westfall, on to agenda item 13.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 17-2024. Reappointing Thomas Reynolds to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term expiring December 31st, 2027. I move passage of resolution number 17-2024 as an emergency measure.
Moved and seconded for passage of resolution number 17-2024 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 17-2024 is enacted as an emergency measure, reappointing Tom Reynolds to the Board of Zoning Appeals. We're now up to agenda item 14. This is a report from the Plan Commission. Plan Commission met last Wednesday in these council chambers and took a look at the zoning issues for these properties. This one is the Centennial Crossings. They recommended approval of this one. I've got the wrong one here, then. That's why I was studying. It's the wrong one. This is for the small houses going out on King Road. So don't be confused by the diagram that's attached to it. It's showing one for also on Centennial Road, not on King Road. The one that we studied at the Plan Commission was one that you referred to the Plan Commission and was having about 50 units go in instead of the 16 or 17 that would normally fit in that zone. The Plan Commission listened at length to the advocates, and although there were good reasons why we might need that kind of a development within the city limits, they chose that it is not in accordance with our master plan and would be spot zoning if it was approved in that location. So it's not a strike against that kind of housing. It's a strike against where they were proposing it to go.
Particularly dense.
It's very dense. Yep.
And I think we commented on that when we referred it to the Plan Commission.
You did. The next step on this is to set a public hearing date for February the 3rd. Mr. Hanum.
All right, just to make sure I've got this. We are addressing the zoning ordinance amendment application number ZA number 3-2020.
Yeah, not number 2 that's in your agenda packet. It is the names that are on the agenda are correct. That's the one that we're addressing and setting the public hearing.
The exhibits are my mistake. I can send.
Sorry, I didn't catch it sooner.
The application for 3-2024.
Okay, But we're just setting a public hearing on this, correct? All right. So, Mr. Mayor, I move we set a public hearing on zoning ordinance amendment application number ZA number 3-2024 for February 2nd, February 3rd at 6:30. Do we need more time than that? Okay, at 6:30.
Is there a second for that?
Second.
And moved and set and seconded for a set of public hearing for ZA 3-2024 for February the 3rd at 6:30 p.m. in these council chambers.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. McCann.
I'm sorry, I may have missed it. That what was the recommendation from?
The recommendation from the Planning Commission was not to recommend this change to the zoning.
Okay. This letter is correct. I apologize for the attachments are wrong, but this letter is correct.
Send us the same letter with the correct attachments.
Absolutely. Tomorrow morning.
By email, that would be great.
Yes.
Thank you.
We listened at length to the applicant's rationale, and again, it's just not the right place for us. We're not against that kind of development in the city of Sylvania. We have some that are nearly that dense, but not adjacent in the middle of R1 zoning.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
And the difference, just so council members know, it will take 5 votes for you to reverse the recommendation of the Planning Commission and approve it, as opposed to 4 votes to concur with the Planning Commission's recommendation.
And I think I appreciate the Planning Commission looking at this closely. It certainly reflects a concern that I think you expressed in council when you referred it.
It was, and it was in the Planning Commission agenda for 2 months. The first month, the applicant was not available to speak for, but we did address it during the Planning Commission meeting, and the Planning Commission had an extra month to think about it, go out and look at the site and read the master plan. I think that schedule worked out just fine. And Mr. McCann was present for that Planning Commission meeting. He can answer all the questions. All right, we have a motion on the floor to set that public hearing for February 3rd, 2024 at 6:30 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is ordered to advertise for that public hearing. We're now up to agenda item 15, committee reports. There was a meeting of the Employee and Community Relations Committee held tonight. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, there was a BZA appointment committee meeting tonight. An Employee Community Relations Committee meeting was to discuss BZA appointments. The president of the meeting were myself, Mary Westfall, and committee members Mark Hansen, Darcy, and Pat Richardson. We were to interview a candidate for filling an open seat on that particular committee. The candidate who we were planning to interview has informed me at the last night that he had an unexpected conflict and had to withdraw. So he was not able to interview. We have several other candidates that we'll be talking to. And with that, the committee determined that we would meet again on January 6th, 2025. However, we talked about a 7 o'clock meeting, and I note that we've got a public hearing at 7:15, so I'd like to move that to 6:45. So January 6th, 2025 at 6:45 in the police conference room. And then Mr. Hansen moved to adjourn the meeting, and Mr. Hainem seconded, and the motion passed. The meeting adjourned at 7:30. And with that, I'd like to make a motion that we schedule a meeting of the Employee and Community Relations Committee for Monday, January 6th, 2025 at 6:45 p.m. in the conference room.
Second.
And moved and seconded to set that committee meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and let the clerk advertise that meeting of the Employee and Community Relations Committee. Are there any other committee reports or committee referrals to be made at this time? And now with the informational items, I do refer you to item B, Municipal Planning Commission meeting minutes. There's 2 pages of a description of the discussion that the Plan Commission had with the applicant for CA3 2024.
A lot of questions might be answered in those meeting minutes.
Plan Commission took a really good look at it. Let them have their say. You're probably going to have to do the same thing at your public hearing. Okay. With that, if there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Fry.
I'd like to take a moment of personal privilege, and I'm sure that I speak for all members of the City Council, that this is your last meeting as mayor of the City of Sylvania, leading our community as in this effort. It has been an honor and a privilege to serve with you these last 10 years, and we certainly appreciate everything that you have done. I know I mentioned this a few weeks ago, and obviously many others are recognizing the long service that you had to our community. And your wife Barbara mentioned that it's been almost 50 years that you've been serving the community in one level or another, whether it was various committees or on council or 29 years as mayor. So nothing but the best well wishes for you in the future, and look forward to hearing your adventures as you travel and enjoy all the extra time that you've got available since you won't be mayor anymore. So thank you very much for all your time and the wisdom that you've shared with us and the leadership you've shown our community for all these years. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Pratt. Just to correct you, it's 45 years that I've worked on it, and my wife is saying 45 of our 50 years.
My apologies.
Doing this.
Sorry, Barbara, if you're watching.
That's the point you wanted to make. She's the one in the room with the biggest smile right now.
She's not here tonight, but she will see her later. All right. Thank you for those comments. I did have a wonderful week last week with lots of people stepping forward and giving good words to me. Never imagined that I'd be a lead editorial in The Blade or be in Mommy Dearest, as I mentioned before, or that Representative Kaptur would do such a nice job.
All well deserved.
Absolutely. Okay, back to, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next meeting in 3 weeks. On Monday, January the 6th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.